Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, my name is Susan Allen.
Hi. Where are you calling from, Susan?
Palo Alto, California.
Ah, what do you do there in the midst of Silicon Valley?
I do computer tech support for a K-8 school.
Really? So you're in the new economy, as it were, but sort of at a different end of it.
Well, yeah, and it's a low-income Spanish-speaking school, so I'm at a really different end of it.
Welcome to the show. Every so often, we come across a story that makes us wish we were there. Now, normally, we'd be on the first plane to the danger zone, but, you know, with security lines being what they are, we figured this week we'd just call up our friends, Peter Gross and Abby Scher from Second City, to recreate those events for us. Now, we're going to play you three historical reenactments, and if you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you're going to win our prize. Ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Now, for your first historical reenactment, we take you to a courtroom in The Hague.
Sir, please call your first witness to the stand.
Thank you. I would like to call myself. Self, did you do these things that you are being accused of?
Who, me? No. Most of the day I am talking with friends. I am petting kittens, teaching children how to read.
Well, what about these things they say that you did in Bosnia?
Bosnia? Why, I don't even know. What is that? Is that the country? I knew a Michelle Bosnia. Is she still mad at me?
So who is that running back and forth in court this week?
Milosevic.
Yeah, Slobodan Milosevic. Even though the former Yugoslavian leader completely denies the authority of the War Crimes Tribunal to try him, he has chosen to defend himself, and according to observers, he seems to be pretty good at it. He's cross-examining witnesses, he's objecting, he's cleverly implying that thousands of Kosovars massacred themselves in a fit of depression. He actually hasn't interrogated himself, but he has made so many speeches that the judge has occasionally turned off his microphone. For your next reenactment, we take you to an exclusive party in an exclusive section of Washington, D.C.
Well, we're so excited to have you here in town.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
A little gathering here if you wanted to meet some of the guests.
Well, I'd really love to. It's great.
This is Mr. George Will.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, I read you all the time. I think you're great.
Oh, and here's Miss Condoleezza Rice.
Ooh, girl, you just wake up fine, don't you?
And just in town this week, we have Prince Charles here.
Oh, man, this guy looks delicious.
So who is that being introduced to the elite of Beltway society?
Whoa.
You're
George
national
Bush.
No, your national capital just put out the welcome mat for him to do his little business this week.
He wasn't good enough for Las Vegas, but apparently it's fine for Washington, D.C. to host him.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Yes. The nation's capital opened its arms to the ear-loving boxer without a license. Poor Mike was going to fight heavyweight champ Lennox Lewis in Las Vegas, but city officials there gave him the boot after a news conference where he threatened reporters and allegedly bit Lewis. A three-member commission in D.C., citing the economic benefits of allowing a convicted rapist to savagely beat another man in public, gave initial approval for the license to fight in Washington. A final vote will be held in March. All right, you're doing very well. For your last reenactment, we take you to an FTC, Federal Trade Commission interrogation room, somewhere in Florida.
Ma'am, we have some questions for you.
Yes, I know. And the answers are, quit that job. It's not his child, Capricorn. And break up with him, girl. He's no good for you.
Well, that's not what we were going to ask you, but he has been distant lately.
So who was giving the feds more information than they wanted?
Florida?
She is in Florida.
But she's also everywhere.
She is. She's in Florida and all over your cable television.
Not Janet Reno.
Not Janet Reno. Should I just give you the answer?
Yeah.
Call her now.
It's Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo,
the famed television psychic. She was shut down by the Federal Trade Commission this week for fraudulent business practices and unfair sales schemes. It turns out that Miss Cleo is not a famous Jamaican psychic. According to lawsuits filed against her, she's really named Uri Del Harris and seems to be from Southern California. Among other things, she and her front companies are accused of luring callers to a toll-free number, switching them to a pay line, and then charging them exorbitant fees just for being on hold. Carl, how did Susan do on our quiz?
Susan did well enough, Peter. She had two correct answers, so she wins our prize. Congratulations.
Congratulations to
you.
Thanks a lot for playing our game, Susan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.